Blog Talk Radio.
Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. We'd like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about thinkbigradio.com. Have you spread the word today?
How you doing out there, thinkbigradio.com listeners? Big, your host tonight. I have Mrs. Stacy Bartlett from www.bartlettmanagement.com. She's taking part in our Woman Wealth Challenge series. She's going to tell you guys about how she started her business, everything that was around involved with her starting her business, and anything else that you need to know if you have any questions. If you do have questions about the 10 to 15 minute mark, just press #1 on your phones, your handle raised, and I'll be able to bring you on the air. Of course, when you come on the air, make sure you state what city you're from and your name. Proceed with your question or your comment. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here.
Great, great. Before we get moving, why don't you share with our listeners and our online audience any contact information that you have so that they can reach you later?
My contact information is www.bartlettmgt.com, bartlettmanagement.com, and all of the contact information is on there as it relates to my personal phone, my business phone, my email, all that good stuff. Everything's on the website.
All right, great. So why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about you? You know, did you come from a large family, small family, where you were raised? You know, things that you just want to share with them.
Well, my name is Stacy B, and the B is, as you probably surmise, is for Bartlett. Today's my birthday. Yay.
And happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. I have an amazing family, a wife, a mother of four, and an entrepreneur. I grew up on the near north side of Chicago, and I'm the oldest of 10 children. I really don't know what my mother was thinking in regards to that, but hey, that's her deal. And that's me in a nutshell.
Wow. The oldest of 10 children, did you say?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I know that had to be a lot of fun growing up. What was one of the funniest things that you could remember happening as a family when you were growing up?
One of the funniest moments. Well, we like to, being a large family, we like to play the dozen, so I couldn't assess one funny moment, but from our family, the funniest things would be Sunday morning, getting up and cleaning up religiously, 5 a.m. in the morning. And while my mother thought that it was a chore to us, it wasn't. It was time for us to bond, play the dozens. And, you know, we had some good material. I'm surprised that some of us didn't come out as comedians, but hey.
Yeah, that's always what we did. Surrounded by funny and by family, and then at the same time, you guys had a work ethic installed in you. Do you think some of that work ethic is part of the reason why you're successful at what you do today?
Honestly, in our family, in our household, although I would like to say that schooling was top priority and those in that nature, it wasn't. In our household, it was more of just a way to get by and to sometimes just be away from one another. I didn't have that support system, and creating and having my own family, I created one. So, no, it wasn't.
Right.
But at the same time, it was a blessing and a curse because it made me know what I needed to do as an individual to make my mark on the world and to make sure that my children did the same.
You know, it's funny that you say that because we were discussing earlier, a group of us with a couple of friends, on how, you know, depending on, you know, where you were raised or, you know, what section that you, you know, lived in, how large your family was, that we seem to have this idea on look at everything that was good, take the best from that, and add your twist on it and try to be a better person. And it seems like you decided to do that when you started your family.
Definitely.
Well, okay, let's talk about the three-step process that you use to make the dream a reality with BartlettManagement.com. So one of the things that you wanted to share was about being aware of needs. Can you go into that?
As it relates to being aware of needs, I was in the property management business, and I made many people successful and facilitated their brand and took it to the next level. All the while, I was a worker bee. I was never intended to be a worker bee. I was never, in my opinion, I should have never been that in that capacity. But it came to a time where one of my employers, notice I didn't say boss because I didn't have one of those, never have. My employers, we got to an argument, and the argument was really long. It was very negative, and this person tried to reprimand me about something that he was legitimately wrong about. And I looked him square in his eyes, and I told him that I had forgotten more than he would ever know about property management. And in that moment, I realized that he wasn't my employer because he was better than me or he had more money than me, even though he did. Yes, he did. But he was my employer because he believed in his dream, he facilitated his dream, and he made it happen. And I needed to do that for myself. So, and taking on that position, it was really challenging because how do you have, you want to create cash flow. Cash flow was always a problem for me starting off because you're starting a business to create cash flow, but you don't have any at the current time. So what do you do? So I would, and I did some temp work or what have you, until I accumulated enough money to just live off the proceeds from my business.
Okay. That sounds like a great way to do it. And so you didn't really have to go into, getting any loans or anything like that?
No, I was blessed, fortunately. I did do a couple of grants and never wrote grants before, and it was a foreign process to me, but you have to know your self-worth, and you have to know that, in the words of Bob Proctor, if you can see it in your head, then you can hold it in your hands. So I stepped out on faith, and I knew that if I put my best foot forward, that even though that was something foreign to me, it wasn't something that I could not obtain. I did a grant, and I did a grant writing process, and I was fortunate to be approved for two grants, and in being approved for the two grants, it facilitated my business. So, yeah, that was pretty dope.
I like the part about how you thought about, instead of going to fill out so many forms and have your credit run, and, who knows what's on our credit nowadays. They make so many mistakes, but that you actually decided to learn how to write grants. And so share just a little bit about, like, what was that like for you that first time? Because with the Women Wealth Challenge and the different things that we do with that group, these are things that some of these budding entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs who have already been in business may want to, actually learn themselves if they have the time, or find someone who can actually do that for them. So what was that learning process like?
Understood. So the learning process for me was sink or swim. It was nothing that I was coaxed into. It's something that I had just dove headfirst into, because a lot of times, as I said before, we don't have that support system, so you have to become your own support system. So in the grant writing process, it was very grueling. To write the grants, it legitimately took me 4 to 5 months just to write the grants. They're very specific. They entail exactly, and they specify what they are looking for. What I will say about the grant writing process is this. What makes you stand out from other individuals writing a grant is to visualize, have the person who is going to award you those funds, visualize what it is that you're going to do. So anybody can say, well, I'm going to start this, I'm going to start that. The thing that makes you different is for someone to be able to, from your words, paint a clear picture where they can visualize it and it moves them emotionally to want to assist you. A lot of people just are sticks and bricks and straight and cut and dry, but sometimes you have to put that emotional aspect into a grant so someone can feel and have that emotion be conveyed to know your passion, to want to promote you and to give you the grants that you're looking for.
You know, I swear, I've had a lot of interviews over the course of this almost 10-year mark in a few months, and the way that you put that about visualization, I think that that's something that a lot of people leave out of their strategies, because sometimes you get into the mode of, let me just write this down, let me make sure all the I's and the T's are dotted or whatever, and then you submit.
Definitely.
But I think that it is so powerful for you to mention the art of visualization, because it's a business practice that many people don't even think about.
Yeah, it has to be a visual, because how can you have this vision in your head? Any business and the development of the business, it comes from an idea. This idea is conceived, but inside of your mind, on paper, you have this vision of what you ultimately want it to be. If you want assistance with that, you have to make sure that your words are articulate and they're strong and they're straight to the point, and the purpose of letting this person know emotionally, physically, and let them see exactly what you want to come to fruition. And a lot of people, they miss the mark on that, and in missing the mark on that, they miss a lot of money.
You say not only do they miss the mark on getting their dreams
they miss the mark
faster, but
they miss a lot of money. Yeah, I mean, if you go into a place and they say you have a gift card, you have that gift card, you're not just going to go in and say, okay, I want this shirt, that shirt. You're going to go and try it on. You have to literally have them try this business on for size. Let me see how a day in the life of this business is. And that's how you have to articulate with your words.
Epic. So when you had the argument, or let's say great debate with your boss, and then you decide to leave and step out on your own.
Jan, I don't have a boss. I never had a boss. He was my employer.
Oh, I'm sorry. With your employer.
No, I've never had a boss.
Okay. With your employer, you then, with the experience that you had for the years that you were working, you kind of almost was aware of some of the needs that your clients may look for. So what made you come up with the a la carte service for the property management?
So I've been in property management since I was maybe 17 years old, not to give away my age. So being inside of property management since I was 17, there were a lot of things and a lot of companies that I worked for, and I'm like, yeah, this would be so much more effective if you provided this service also, or if you tweaked this as well. And I would drop a jewel and I would say, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? But when it's your company, if something works for you, it's like not wanting to reinvent the wheel. So those employers that I had weren't willing to do that. So in me branching off myself, I had that conversation. After having that conversation, I walked out. And when I walked out, it was like, what the heck did I do? And I'm like, I have a family. These people are looking at me. They're looking up to me. What the heck did I do? And I turn that negative to a positive and say, what the heck did you do? You have a family looking up to you. You have a family that is looking to you for answers, for solutions. And there's also a market that's looking up to you for answers and solutions. Be great. Leah. So I turn that negative into a positive, and I said all the things that I approach them with, all of the things that I said that this would be great for your company, and they didn't take heed to, hey, it's time for me to start out and for me to do it on my own. And I did just that. Everyone doesn't need a comprehensive management package. Some person just needs a lease. Some person just needs you to go to eviction court for them. Some person just needs curb appeal. Their management person or their maintenance is out for a week, and maybe they just need employment and personnel. I feel that you have to have a service that's just as different as the property or the owner that you're facilitating and you're servicing, and I created that.
So the solutions that you came up with, it sounds just like now that you were basically saying they're tailor-made to the property owner.
Yeah, a la carte. It's just like you go to a restaurant. You're in a restaurant, and it's a la carte. Just because you get the steak doesn't mean that the potatoes come with it. Maybe you don't want potatoes. Maybe you want corn. So it's a la carte. You only have on your plate exactly what you want. It's not a package where it's a one-stop shop, and I'm going to make you fit into this box. No. To the contrary, whatever you need, I can facilitate and I'll service, and that's what makes the difference with my company and others.
Now, I'm thinking back at the how you were talking about when you wrote the grant and you stated how, you know, it was almost 4 or 5 months and you did a lot of visualization. What would you say the time frame of a big idea to its completion would normally take? Because a lot of people think that, you know, I can start a business, but it appears that you kind of went through a lot of the foundational steps before you even got started. So would you say there's a normal time frame to complete a business, or what would you say a good business should take?
In my opinion, there's no set time frame to cultivate a big idea or a business.
Okay.
I liken creating a business to birthing a child. No two children are the same. They differ. They walk at a different time.
Right.
They talk at a different time. There is no comparison to my business, your business, the next person's business. Whether it takes you a month, whether it takes another person 2 years, you'll know when it's time for you to advance your business, start your business, take it to the next level. It's instinctual, it's the gut, and it's according to who you are as a business owner and what you foresee for your business. A lot of business owners fall short because they compare themselves to other people. And I feel more like the Potter story. You see the sticks and bricks, and you see the big outcome of it, but you don't know behind the scenes what it took for that person to get to that point. So, no,
right.
Don't put yourself on a time limit. Don't say, well, within this month, because goals are meant to be changed. They are meant to be flexible. As I said before, it's like birthing a child. The idea is conceived. After it's conceived, you have to nurture it. And sometimes you nurture a child. Shoot, the child can be, you know, fed or, you know, coddled for upwards of from birth to 5 years. It's up to that parent and what they feel instinctual is best for their child or their brand and that business. So, yeah, I wouldn't get too hung up on a time frame. Just do it. Not so much as a
okay.
time. Just do it, and do it in your time.
All right. You know, and we're just 15 minutes in, and we've had some we have a lot of different listeners, but we already have someone that wants to ask a question or make a comment. So what I'm going to do here is 312 area code with the first three numbers being 885. I'd like for you to come on, share the city that you're calling from, also your name, if you got a comment or you have a question, 312-885. You are live right now.
Hi, my name is Patrice Shad, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. And I first
hi,
want
Patrice.
To say, I believe the person we're talking to, it's her birthday, so I want to say happy birthday to you, Miss Stacy.
Thank you, Patrice Shad, who happens to be my best friend calling into the radio.
Oh, good.
Okay, so my first question is, what is the 1-5-step process? Once you have this idea, this visualization, as you stated, about starting your business, what would be the number one step in doing this? Would this be the grant writing? Would this be going down to whatever business corporation to, you know, have your tax ID, get it incorporated, your website? What are your top 1-5 when someone has this vision of starting a business? Am I to go write a grant first, or am I to actually go get my business license? Like, what are the steps that you did for your business?
Okay, so to keep it short but sweet, I could go on and on. The first thing you have to do is cultivate that idea. Once you cultivate that idea, you have to create a name. You have to get an incorporation, incorporate with the city and state that you're in, with your tax ID number, so on and so forth. You have to formulate a website, a mission statement, and not so much inside of that order. But to get back to the point, I would say that the biggest things to do would be to be successful, be intentional with your aim, know exactly mm-hmm. what it is that you want to achieve. You have to mm-hmm. see the big picture and develop a plan. Break down that plan into smaller tasks, because when you see a big picture, sometimes you can get overwhelmed. Break it down into mm-hmm. smaller tasks. Check them off as you go. Align yourself with leaders within your field. And sometimes you can't go and say, oh, okay, well, Stacey's doing real estate. Let me just reach out to her and call her. Maybe the person that you're looking to is in Australia, whatever the case may be. If you can't mm-hmm. physically be around them or reach out to them, watch them. Watch them from afar. See their success, their failures. I can't stress it enough. Trust your gut and manage your time effectively. Manage your time effectively will be the difference between making $80 and $8,000. Those are my rules of wisdom.
Oh, okay. Now, well, that is great.
And I know you had another question. We got a couple of more people raising their hands as well. So come back, and we'll let you ask that second question a little bit later.
I love
okay?
you. Thank you for calling, Patrice.
Thank you. Great job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so now our next question comes from the 281 area code with a 917 as the first three numbers. So 281 area code, 917, please come on, state where you're from and your name. 281-917, you're alive.
Okay, hi, my name is Quinette. Hi, and I want to say happy birthday to Stacey.
Thank you, Quinette. Hi.
And I'm from Texas. I just recently moved to Cinco Ranch, Texas. So I'm from
okay.
Texas now.
How's the weather in Texas, Quinette?
I'm managing. It's really hot, but it's better than Chicago anytime. And my question for you is, well, first I wanted to say happy birthday and congratulations. And
thank you so much.
On what you're doing. I really think it's awesome. My question to you is, are you coming from a big family? I'm quite sure they have dreams and things to start their own business. Would this be something, your steps, would this be something on, you know, what you helping them in starting, getting their dreams is, you know, becoming business owners?
So if I heard you correctly, coming from a big family, would I think that Bartlett Management Solutions would be a step in assisting my family? Absolutely not. Bartlett Management Solutions is – no, that's why –
No, I'm saying, like, if would you have, like, classes? No, I'm saying, would you, like, have classes? Would you have two mentors, or would you help them into – and show them the way that you started yours? Would you be willing to help them as far as getting their business off the ground?
That's a bit different. So as it relates to Bartlett Management, I am definitely interested in the idea of formulating entrepreneurs workshop. The reason being, I learned a lot, and it was a lot of sink or swim and learning things and bumping my head and not actually knowing, and a lot of things that was trial and error. If I can prevent a lot of people from going through the same things that I encountered, wasting a lot of time, you know, there were valuable lessons, and, you know, the return on investment was priceless. But if you can curtail that process of failure, and I can do that with my entrepreneurs workshop and assist and guide in the correct way to alleviate the problem, then yeah. So that's something that I'm definitely interested in doing, and I would hope that my family would support me 100% in that.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, well, you have a great birthday.
Thank you, Quinette.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we also covered here Be Aware of Needs, Research Solutions, and now let's talk about going bold in your actions. What type of boldness did you have to do when you decided to just go out on your own? Because I know it had to be a scary process.
Of course. So being bold in your actions for me is saying, yeah, c'est la vie to my employer, because regardless, if I show up, I'm going to make that 80. I'm going to have that money afforded to me. And the difference is in being an entrepreneur, you get out of your business what you put into your business. So those 80 hours and your one and done aren't so much when you're an entrepreneur. It's not 80 hours. Sometimes it's 100 hours. Sometimes it's 120. Sometimes you have no sleep. You don't have a social life. A lot of things suffer. But again, that return on investment is priceless. So to start a business, you have to want it. Again, have to be direct with your aim. You have to know what it is that you want to do, and it has to be something that's your passion. You can't give your time, your attention consistently to something that is no, that isn't your passion. And I would encourage anyone to say, if it's your passion, go for it. No matter how long it takes you, no matter if you see the return on investment, as I said before, in a month or a year or 2 years, do your passion, facilitate that, and invest in you.
Great. I love that. For those of you who are listening and you've been listening for a while, make sure if you have a question or a comment, press #1. Your hand will raise. We'll be able to bring you on for that. And, Stacey, before we move a little further, we're going to do two things. First, we want you to make sure that you get all of your contact information out again for all the people listening so they'll be able to reach you. And then we're just going to do a quick station ID.
Sure. Oh, it's my time?
Yeah, just make sure you get all that contact info out again.
So, again, my contact information is found on my website. That's www.bartlettmgt.com. That's BARTLETTMGT.com. You can find my email on there. You can browse my website, and you can also find my contact number. Yeah, www.bartlettmgt.com.
Okay, and a quick station ID?
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Okay, Stacey, let's see what we can do with. What steps did you take to build your brand, and what creative marketing techniques did you try once you had, you know, your foundation built, had everything done, and you were ready to go?
So the steps I took to build my brand was a clean, responsive website. I despise going on websites, and they have absolutely nothing to do. That was my bell. Sorry.
Oh, no
problem.
They
have absolutely nothing to do. Sorry. So I hate going on websites that have absolutely nothing to do with what somebody's promoting. Like, I don't want to see a website that doesn't align with your product. So I made sure that my brand was clean, responsive. The website provided exactly what my mission and my services were. Moving progressively forward, I made sure that my social media pages were the same. I also did marketing, and I made sure I did guerrilla marketing and promotional stickers and flyers. So my children and I were those annoying people that you would come and you get out of your car and you go into the restaurant or you get out of your car to go to work and you see these flyers on your windshield and you're like, what is this? Yes, I did it, and I do it again. Windshield flyers, mass mailing, social branding, asking the consumers, hey, this is what I do, and these are the services I provide, and because they're a la carte, hey, what else do you think I should provide? Genuinely, what do you need from me, and what can I supply to you? And asking those questions actually made the world of difference, because in asking those questions, it opened up other a la carte services that I was able to provide to constituents. Mm. And, you know, it was very effective strategy for me.
I think that's definitely a good strategy, and a lot of people, they seem to Now, it's always a good thing to be able to market with social media, but at the same time, you forget about the other ways, the ways that you did when you hit the streets. And in some cases, hitting the streets might get you better results than just going on social media, especially if your entire group is just family and friends. You know, so you have to be able
and, you know,
to make sure that
not
you
to negate or not to shun or negate word of mouth, because word of mouth is very, very, very powerful. There are some companies that never in their life have to advertise because it's word of mouth. Yeah, I'm not at that level yet. So I use word of mouth. I use social media branding, asking the consumer what they want. I use flyers, promotional flyers, stickers, anything that I feel that could reach those touch points. I use them, and I do them, and they have been very effective for me.
Right, and I think that's exactly what it is what's effective and being able to track that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what would be the biggest advice or quality you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
The biggest advice.
Or quality that they may need.
I definitely say to have self-determination. You know, I look at heavy hitters when I started my business, Oprah, Michelle Obama, and these are amazing women. And legitimately, they have the same 24 hours in the day that I have, that you have, and anyone has. I use that to fuel my resolve to get it done. So I'd say be inspired, be intentional, be motivated, get her done. Be a doer.
That's definitely the way to do it. Stacy, we'd like to, first of all, thank you so much for coming on our show, taking time out of your birthday just to, you know, share this advice and this information with our listeners. We definitely look forward to hearing more from you, and especially when you put your program together that's going to help people who want to be entrepreneurs, you know, the different steps that they want to take. That's something we'd like for you to come back on the show at a later time and also share. But is there anybody that you would like to thank or anything?
Yeah, so the list is pretty short. I'd like to start by thanking you for the opportunity to promote my business and for the platform.
Oh, thank
you. Our conversations off air have been very inspirational and guiding as it relates to my business. So I'd like to thank you for that. I'd also like to thank my immediate family, because I couldn't have done it without them. And, you know, keep on keeping on, and the glow up is real.
Now, we're going to go back to a couple of more questions, because sometimes the people that have the questions, we don't want to make sure we get a couple of things out in case they take too long or they have 100 questions. But I'm going to go back to 312, and I believe it is 885. I'm not sure if that was one of the people, but we have a couple of different hands up. So 312-885, again, I remember you did say that you had two questions. So we're going to bring you on the air right now. Just state where you're from again for the different people who are listening now. Your name again and your next question.
Hi, this is Patrice Shad, and I'm from Chicago, Illinois. My second question would be to Stacy in relation to your audience, your demographic. So with your business, when we go to your website, which is stacybmmanagement.com, do you specialize more into big businesses or first-time homeowners or people that have, like, three flats who want to rent out their units? Like, what is your – do you have any type of standards or exceptions to your a la carte services?
Absolutely not. No matter how small or how grand, I will facilitate whatever the services for your company are. So if it's a two flat or it's a 200 unit development, whatever it is, however, whatever services you need, I'm more than equipped to facilitate.
Okay, great. And then we just reach out to you on your website, and then we'll have a consultation, and everything is available to your website. What's your website one more time? I'm sorry.
Problem, www.bartlettmgt.com.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
And thank you again, Patrice.
No problem. Thank you. Great radio station. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Now we have another number here, 312-686. So 312 with the 686 being the first three. Just please state your name, where you're from, question or comment.
Hi, my name is Andrea. I'm from Chicago. I just wanted to say happy birthday, Stacy, and let you know that I love you and I'm proud of you. I know you probably have a ton of people that want to talk to you and ask you questions. I just wanted you to know that I love you and I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you, baby sis. I love you, too.
You're welcome.
All right, Andrea, thank you for calling in and making your comment.
No problem.
Ken, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. If I had my phone is on if I didn't have it on Do Not Disturb, when you start calling out those numbers, I'd say which ones are family members and tell you to decline them, okay?
that's fine. Well, okay. That's a good one.
I love you guys,
okay,
though. Teddy. I promise. I love you guys so much. I really appreciate the love and support, what you guys are doing the most right now.
Okay. Well, Stacey, we do appreciate your time here on the show. And once again, before we go off the air, please share with everybody your website, how to reach you again. If you got any, last words for the show, just go ahead with that. And then at that point, we're going to play our outro. And we'll be done tonight and hope to hear from you again soon.
Okay, so my company again, I can be reached at www.bartlettmgt.com. That's BartlettMGT.com. And the advice or the jewel that I like to drop before I leave is that go with your gut as an entrepreneur and listen to your instincts. There will be naysayers. There will even be supporters who will give you advice. That doesn't mean it's going to be good advice. Some are accomplished in their own right, and some are inexperienced. Your intuition and your instincts are always the best tool that you have to rely on when cultivating your business, because only you know your vision. Only you know what's best for you. So go with your gut and don't always listen to advice. It's not always good.
Stacey, we don't even
know
what
to say. That's
it for me, Kia. For you to come on and share that type of knowledge with all of our listeners, with the women in the Women Wealth Challenge who tuned in tonight, whether it was phone or online, we definitely like to thank you for coming on. And with that said, we're going to play our outro. And all you guys out there at thinkbigradio.com, enjoy the rest of your evening. And you can also find this show in our archives at thinkbigradio.com/Stacey Bartlett. So for those of you who missed it and want to share it with your family and friends, make sure you let everybody know, because she did share some jewels. And we love you out there.
Bye. Everybody have a good evening. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to thinkbigradio.com. I'm Ray Vision, your host, and I'm with my co-host, Nefri Amini. And you're listening. Welcome to thinkbigradio.com. I'm Ray Vision, your host, and I'm with my co-host, Welcome to thinkbigradio.com. I'm Ray Vision, your host, and I'm with my co-host.
And there's our thinkbigradio.com mix. Enjoy your night, everybody.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.